Missouri Net News is presented by Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. Visit most529plan.com to learn more.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. Planned Parenthood has won another court challenge to keep its license to perform abortions at its Columbia facility. Planned Parenthood President and CEO Laura McQuaid says a federal judge has issued an injunction in favor of the organization.
We really believe that this ruling makes it clear that this has nothing to do with health care. This has nothing to do with the high-quality services that Planned Parenthood provides, but it has to do with the political ambitions of Senator Schaefer and a certain group of other extreme legislators.
Missouri Senate Majority Caucus leaders want Attorney General Chris Koster to appeal the ruling. A Senate committee was created last year after a series of videos were released claiming the organization was illegally selling fetal tissue. The state legislature has passed a bill that would let adoptees get their original birth certificates. Sponsor Don Phillips says the bill creates a form that birth parents can fill out with their preference of whether they want their identities known.
Anybody will have an opportunity to fill it out, any birth parent, but also going forward, everyone will have that opportunity upon the adoption. The court will provide them with that form and request that it be filled out.
The bill had broad support, but some said it could allow some birth parents' privacy to be violated if they don't want to be found. It goes to Governor Nixon. A federal judge has ruled that a court case can go to trial that involves an Iowa man who drowned in handcuffs in the Lake of the Ozarks while in Missouri State Patrol custody in 2014. The judge also ruled that a jury can consider allegations that Trooper Anthony Piercy violated 20-year-old Brandon Ellingson's civil rights. Ellingson was arrested by Piercy for boating while intoxicated. Trial is scheduled for October in federal court in Jefferson City. University of Missouri Columbia graduate assistants are suing the school's board of curators, arguing they should be classified as employees under state law. In April, grad assistants voted in favor of creating a union, but Mizzou does not consider them as employees. The university has more than 2,600 grad assistants. The website bicycling.com has named Missouri's Katy Trail as one of the 10 best long rail trails in the United States. The website says the 225-mile trail has a rich history and is a great way to explore Missouri wine country. Jonathan Randall of Northwest Missouri's Conception Junction is the state's most recent record-breaking fisherman. He shot a river carp sucker with a bow and arrow in Smithville Lake. The fish weighed 11 pounds, 2 ounces. Randall is the 11th angler to break a Missouri fishing record this year. Find more news, weather, and sports at MissouriNet.com. This is Missouri Net News.